Track 8. Listen to the passage and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Vietnam's National Power Development Plan, PDP 8, clearly shows that the government is prioritizing the development of wind over solar. This could be seen as a reasonable strategy towards the decarbonization of Vietnam's electricity sector, as wind has immense potential and opportunities to thrive. Vietnam has a coastline of over 3,000 kilometers, with shallow water depths and high consistent wind speeds at an average of over 20 kilometers an hour. The technical potential of installed wind capacity could reach up to 599 gigawatts, including 261 gigawatts of onshore wind and 338 gigawatts offshore. This prospect is far larger than Southeast Asian peers such as Indonesia, with only 277 gigawatts, and the Philippines, with 178 gigawatts. Offshore wind would not burden the national grid as much as solar does, because Vietnam's shallow water areas are closely located to the demand center. Another co-benefit is that wind sites could boost tourism because the turbines could pique the tourists' curiosity and they are located on the coastlines of major cities and provinces, such as Da Nang City, Ninh Thuan Province, and Binh Thuan Province.